98.1 KZE. We are back with an in-studio set from our friend Freedy Johnston coming through the area tonight in Catskill at the Avalon Lounge. Please welcome Freedy Johnston on KZE.
Walking from the bus stop, couldn't wait to get off. I know I am the lucky one. Walking through the twilight, cold Nevada twilight. I know I am the lucky one. On the wheels, on the tabletops, on the handles with my shirt off, on the floor, on my heels again. I know I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm standing on the corner. If I could find a quarter, I know I'd be the lucky one. Standing in the last light, artificial daylight, I know I am the lucky one. On the wheels, on the tabletops, on the handles with my shirt off, on the floor, on my heels again, I know I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. On the wheels, on the tabletops, on the handles with my shirt off, on the floor, on my heels again, I know I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm walking to the bus stop, couldn't wait to get on. I know I am the lucky one.
KZE. Delighted to welcome Freedy Johnston back to the Air Studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks. Good to be back.
When was that? How long ago was that?
It was either January or February.
Okay.
I think it was January.
All right. That's about what I thought. I was thinking six-ish months, but I have like no sense of when things were.
It was when things were different.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Things seemed different, at least.
And how have things been for you since then?
It's been good. Thanks. I'm back in Jersey City. I move around a lot, but I finally kind of, I'm back there.
Okay.
Just working on a new album, you know, writing new songs. We're going to record this fall. And I have re-released Can You Fly?
Cool.
The record from 92. It's been re-released on Sunset Boulevard Records on clear vinyl.
What made you want to re-release that record?
Well, I had a new manager who had a label, and he said, let's put something out.
Yeah.
He said, what do you got? And I said, well, I've got this thing. And so that's why. Because I'd wanted to re-release it, but it's, you know, hard to do on your own.
For sure.
And so that's why. And so that's a good thing. That'll be for sale at the show tonight at Avalon.
Beautiful. Up in Catskill. Great venue.
Oh, it's a great place.
You played there before?
I played there, I think the first time was January.
Yeah, great food, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I played with my buddy Spike Priggin, a friend from the old Brooklyn days, New York days. And so it's going to be a great night.
Awesome. And Clear Vinyl, did you say?
Yeah, Clear Vinyl. I know, which apparently, correct me if I'm wrong here, folks out there in Radio Land, I think it comes clear. And even the any color, even the black vinyl is a color.
I believe you.
I can bowl with the best of them. But I think that's part of the. I was told by the guys who make the vinyl that it doesn't matter what color it is, it all sounds the same.
Well,
you're
we have
your
to,
landscaping.
I was going to say we have to continue talking now. We need to make this a long interview because I'm not going to make you play a song with this guy mowing the lawn outside
guys.
The window. You know, I feel like this already happened this week.
I wonder if the guys, he's got headphones on. It'd be funny if he was listening to the station.
I hope he is. If he is, shout out to the guy mowing the lawn. It's an important job. It's got to get done. But anyway, I'm chatting with Freddie Johnston in the studio today. He's playing tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where you can pick up Clear Vinyl, which, yeah, we've been doing a Vinyl Vault feature here on the station where I play vinyl every day on the record player over there. And some of the ones that I pull out of both the station collection and my own are these beautiful, vibrant colors. Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder if is it more expensive to print in a color? And if that's the case, do you save money printing clear vinyl?
Good question. It is. That's a very good question, actually, because I didn't really care that much.
Mm-hmm.
But but I wanted to have clear or colored or blue colored vinyl.
Yeah.
But the label said, yeah, we have to do it. Because black vinyl just doesn't sell anymore. Or just
really?
Like, you know, you just got to like do some gimmick like that.
Huh.
My record from now about 3 years ago, 2.8 years ago, Back on the Road to You, which I also have for sale, that's cool. On yellow vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I take them out of the sleeve and they're a different color than black, I'm excited.
I think it's a great thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad.
It looks very pretty.
It's really kind of sad for regular black vinyl because it's been fine forever.
Well, it's about the sound of the record. It shouldn't be about the visual. And like really, if you're going to mount it, then you're going to mount it in the case, I would hope, so that it protects the record. So really, you're only looking at it when you're playing it.
You know, another thing I want to throw out there to be debunked by your listeners is I have to admit, I know a couple folks who have metal records on their wall. And I've been told that that's not even my album. That's just a metal-plated album that they had extras of.
Huh.
So I would like to, if we could maybe hear before the end of your show.
I definitely believe that. I think if it's just like an awards, like, you know, a gold record thing or whatever, then like, but
you like, yeah.
You could go the extra mile to make it the actual record.
I would say go the extra 2 feet.
Yeah.
And give them the actual, what if you want to play it sometime and it ends up being like a Carly Simon record? No offense, but what if it is, you know?
There is worse things, but
there's a lot of worse things. Sure, of course. No aspersions there, but just that you'd want it to be your record.
Yeah. Can you play? This is maybe getting into the weeds a bit, but anything that has grooves like a record technically can be played. But would it break your record player to play a silver or a gold or?
That is a really we're going to get some great feedback from the folks today.
Research to do.
I know that I'll go into the weeds here. My friend Emmy, who runs Barn and Records in Hoboken, has a lathe, a vinyl cutting lathe. Back in the days, for your job to cut a commercial, you would cut a vinyl disc and record it. And so this thing is portable.
Yeah.
It's run on a spring, I think,
huh.
A wound-up spring. And so she individually cuts singles for her bands into like any kind of plastic she can find. Which is very cool.
That's like a really awesome collector's item.
And they play really well. And so there you go. That's the answer. You can almost play anything.
Cool. Thank you. I'm glad you had the answer to that one.
I'm full of nerdy stuff.
Me too. Yeah. What are your like nerdy special interests? What do you get into when you're like driving around on the road? What are you thinking about?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to admit it. There's just a lot of esoteric, you know, some of the weird things that are going on in the world today.
Uh-huh.
But no, my hobbies are I don't have any hobbies. I write songs and I paint and draw.
Oh, cool.
Like a lot of songwriters do that.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I think the majority of songwriters I've met do some kind of thing like that. Or they
some
cook.
Some kind of visual art, yeah.
So I do that, which is very, as I'm getting older, it's really important to the mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you sell your paintings at your shows ever, or are those just for you, just for your...
No, I haven't sold them yet. I'm going to get a show together eventually. You know, I've got several in... I used to do it when I was younger, in my 20s. And then when COVID hit, I was living out in the... I was living alone for the entire year on my brother's farm. He left me alone in Oklahoma City for a whole year. And I decided I would quit music and I would take up art again. So for 2 weeks, I quit music.
Yeah.
It didn't last. But I went out and bought a bunch of canvases and started doing it again. And so it's taken since then to get where I would show it to people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I did a mural in my hometown last summer with the collaboration of a real muralist, but I helped with the design. And so that was a huge thing. You can look that up online, folks. I hate to be so self-promoted.
No, yeah. I was thinking, I would love to see this.
It was a really great thing. I met the lieutenant governor through this thing. He had me come to his office and play some music. And he said, hey, man, heard you used to paint. You want to do a mural in your hometown? My hometown is 1,300 people, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did that last summer, and it's a great thing. It's in my town now for longer than I will be around, you know?
Yeah. It's a lasting legacy.
It's rare. Yeah,
you have a lot of those, though.
Well, but that's kind of the biggest thing to me, and at least for now.
Yeah.
The next thing would be to do an actual art show.
Well, let's see what we can do about that.
Hopefully by the end of the year.
Awesome. Freddy Johnston, my guest in the studio. You can see him tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And are we thinking a mix of new material, old material, little everything?
I think that's right. Yeah, whatever the folks want to hear.
Okay.
I definitely have a lot of opinions about that. Going to see folks whose songs you already know, and if they're just not going to play them.
I have empathy for, you know, a songwriter who's been around for a long time, getting a little bit sick of playing the same old songs over and over. I get it. I can appreciate that.
I think so. I think you get sick of it if you think about yourself being sick of it, but the fans don't get sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, it really is a big deal.
And there could be somebody in the room who this is their first time hearing their favorite song live.
First time hearing it, exactly. So I was thinking, what song should I close out with? Well, it's the song that most people would know.
Yeah.
Which isn't like, is a disappointment to me, because I've played the song so much I'm not even thinking about it anymore, you know?
Yeah. So it's like an old shoe.
But I want to make the fans, like, what would you have, you know, one of your favorite songwriters play when they come on the air? Their big hit.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think that's... I went to see Bob, I'll just say that, a few years ago, and I didn't recognize one song at all.
Yeah, that's so Bob, though.
And it was okay. It was okay, but I was like, you know, that was okay.
Yeah.
But then I missed the next tour where he did all the classics solo, you know, and that's fine. Yeah. I just feel like...
Would have been nice to hear some of the hits.
I mean, I didn't know one song.
Yeah.
And I think that this was back, this is 10 years ago, but he was doing that, you know, kind of just, he's Bob. He's the great Bob. He can be as... contrary as he wants to be.
That's one way of putting it. Would you like to play us another song? It seems like the mowers are around the other side of the building.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll play you one more song and hope to see you guys down at the Avalon tonight with Spike Friggin.
I know I got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. Still, I'm gonna give you everything that I haven't got. I couldn't have one conversation if it wasn't for the lies, lies, lies. Still, I'm gonna give you everything before you close your eyes. Suddenly, I'm on the street. 7 years disappear below my feet. Been breaking down. Do you want me now? Do you want me now? Suddenly, I'm down in Herald Square. Looking in the crowd, your face is everywhere. Just turning around. Do you want me now? Do you want me now? Don't try to be an inspiration. You're just wasting your time. You know about the best I'll ever be. See it in your eyes. Yeah, I know I got a bad reputation. And it isn't just talk. Still, I'm gonna give you everything that I haven't got. Suddenly, I'm on the street. 7 years disappear below my feet. Been breaking down. Do you want me now? Do you want me now? Suddenly, I'm in another place. Looking in the crowd, I think I see your face. Just turning around. Do you want me now? 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 Don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. Been breaking down. Do you want me now? Do you want me now? Suddenly I'm down in Herald Square. Looking in the crowd, your face is everywhere. Just turning around. Do you want me now? Do you want me now? I've been breaking down, down, down.
KZE, the wonderful Freddy Johnston in the studio. You can catch him live tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Okay.
Great to see you again.
Great to see you, and hope to see you again soon.
Yes, indeed. We got your community bulletin board, Zombies, on the way next, KZE.